This podcast is brought to you by no one. If you're interested in sponsoring this broadcast, email us at c4podcast@chrisklem.net. Thank you. Try to be best because you're only a man, and a man's got to learn to take it. Try to believe, though the going gets rough, that you're going to hang tough to make it. History repeats itself, try and you succeed. Never doubt that you're the one, and you can have your dreams. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down.
Welcome back to Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. I'm Chris Clem. This is my Cavs Cast, and I am coming to you. It's the end of the summer. It's September. Things are not going on. I haven't had an episode for almost 2 months now by the time this comes out. And that's okay, because honestly, nothing has changed. The Cavs are still the NBA champions, and they will be until next summer. And we can all still enjoy that. And nothing else is really going on. I tried to find some news stories, some things we could talk about, and okay, ESPN did their, every offseason they do an ESPN forecast where they ask all their writers and their so-called experts to come up with conclusions on who will win the championship and their predictions for who will be MVP and who will make the playoffs in each conference and all that kind of stuff. And they picked the Cavs to go to the finals, to lose to the Warriors in the finals, which I guess is so far not very surprising. And they also picked LeBron to win the MVP, which also makes sense because he's going to be a man on a mission. And the Cavs aren't favorites in any way, shape, or form, because whether you remember or not, last fall, the Cavs were the NBA's consensus to win the championship. Everybody thought, you know, with Kyrie and Love coming back away from their injuries, that the Cavs were the prohibitive favorites to win the NBA championship. And while they did win the NBA championship, a lot of stuff happened along the way. They played a Golden State team that set the records for most wins in a regular season and who also are the first team to blow a 3-1 lead in the NBA Finals. So there was history on every side last year, and the Cavs ended up winning. There's also a corn maze called Believeland. Starting September 10th, anybody that's in the Brunswick area can go head down to Mapleside Farms and check it out, because that's the top story on a lot of websites about the Cavs. A corn maze called Believeland. Free plug for Mapleside Farms in Brunswick. Take the kids, because it's going to be easier, they say, for old people and kids alike. So enjoy it. Believeland, the corn maze. That's about it for Cavs news. I don't think there's anything I'm forgetting. Former Cavalier Deion Waiters turned down a $6.8 million option to sign for $2.9 million in Miami because he's a legend. Apparently, a story came out that he told his Syracuse teammates to call him Kobe Wade in college. And it makes sense, everything that's happened since then. Kobe Wade. First name Kobe, last name Wade. I'm surprised he didn't put somebody else in there, like Dr. Kobe Wade. Just, you know, trying to find a prefix that will work with that. Now, I'm really sure there's no other news that has happened with the Cavs. Definitely not anything exciting. I mean, I guess Tristan Thompson, something was going on with him. He brought the NBA Finals trophy to Tim Hortons in the CN Tower in Toronto. Nothing else definitely was going on with him. You know, he's been really, out of all the Cavs, he's had a really quiet offseason. It's not like he... Oh, no, that's right. Tristan Thompson is dating Khloe Kardashian.
Tristan Thompson is dating Khloe Kardashian.
The NBA Finals are out of hand for 2017. The Cavs don't have a chance. Their sixth man, Tristan Thompson, is dating a Kardashian. This means the Cavs have already gone over the cliff. They're over the peak, and they're back down on the other end. When your backup slash starting center halfway through the season is dating a Kardashian, you have officially reached a saturation point, and there is no more good things that can happen. The season is over, and it hasn't even started yet. Tristan Thompson, the unassuming big man who is famous for saying he is a star in his role, has now decided that that role is being a semi-regular on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, just like Scott Disick and whoever else. Kanye West, is he on that show? Whoever, Tristan Thompson is starring in the role of being an eighth person on an e-reality show. I should have seen this coming. In game four of the NBA Finals, when he hit that ridiculous turnaround baseline jumper at the end of the first half, he changed and he's not been the same. Those are not the shots Tristan Thompson should be making. He should be taking. Those are bad shots. And Tristan Thompson should not be dating a Kardashian. Can he date the Canadian version? Don't they? They gotta have famous Canadians that are famous for having big asses. There's gotta be an equivalent to that, like Bramford, Ontario. There is a Canadian Instagram celebrity named Camilla Osman, who is from Toronto, who looks close enough to Kim Kardashian. She's better looking than Khloe. Camilla Osman is basically the Loblaws of Canada compared to the Kardashians' Whole Foods. It's the same thing, but it's less overpriced, and it's probably just as good quality, if not better, because you're not paying for the brand there. You're getting the good Canadian version. And that would be Camilla Osman. Yeah, she doesn't come with an e-reality show, and that's probably better for the long-term future of the Cavs, because as we all know, this team is not getting better from signing players. It's through incremental improvements and everybody coming back in their best form. And dating a Kardashian, that's simply not going to work, okay? You're Mr. Tim Hortons. You're taking the trophy to the CN Tower. Why not go for a Canadian version? You know, there's a lot of beautiful Canadian, famous, beautiful Canadian women. Okay, Camilla Osman isn't famous enough for you? Well, you could find all kinds of other famous Canadian women. I mean, what about Rachel McAdams? She's a little older, but she's a famous Canadian woman. Or not Avril Lavigne. That's kind of like scorched earth at this point. But what about Evangeline Lilly? There's an actress that is still kind of got a career going you could go for. There's a lot of options here, you know? I don't even know who half these people are. Rachel Lefevre, Nina Dobrev, Feist, Fifi Dobson, Carolyn Ray. The point is, there's a lot of Canadian women that Google will point you out to. And you are Tristan Thompson. You are right now Canada's best basketball player, their most famous basketball player, their most successful basketball player. And you're a guy who can't even average a double-double because getting double figures in points is impossible for you. Do not realize that slots you in a role when it comes to publicity, that if you are getting more publicity than the already other glory hounds on the Cavs, it's going to disrupt the fragile ecosystem. We all saw how Kevin Love's milk commercials affected things negatively. And now you're going to bring a Kardashian into that mix? Just for a reminder, Khloe Kardashian has dated a bunch of NBA or former NBA players. And every time she has, they have been irrevocably changed and ruined forever. Okay? Do you need me to remind you? All right. First, Rashad McCants out of the league. Questionable whether he even took any advantage of his opportunity because of the fact that he was spending all his time with Khloe Kardashian. He couldn't even get on the court for a terrible Minnesota Timberwolves team. He's out of the league, okay? Lamar Odom, they were married, everything was fine, and then he has a stroke. I'm not saying it's her fault, but I'm not saying it's not either. All right, James Harden. Last summer, she dated James Harden. He came back from coming in second in MVP to being fat, out of shape, getting his coach fired, having his other best teammate, Dwight Howard, hating him, ruining the entire Houston Rockets season, and they became the AC in the playoffs when people were expecting them to be a dark horse candidate for the NBA Finals. Now, again, am I saying that's Khloe Kardashian's fault? No. But could it be? Yes. Brandon Jennings, she dated him after James Harden. The guy tears his Achilles. He's done. Now he's on the Knicks backing up Derrick Rose. That sounds like a horrible nightmare to me. She also dated Rick Fox, who, for a guy who was on soap operas and stuff, is hosting the NBA TV studio show. It seems to me his career could be a little better if it wasn't for her toxic influence. So what I'm trying to say is that Tristan Thompson is only going to be worse off for this. I hope the rumors aren't true. I hope they're just friends. And I hope that when the NBA season starts and the Cavs are in training camp, we don't have to deal with the Kardashians being a sideline presence. It was bad enough when Usher was at the games. I do not want Khloe Kardashian there, because the Cavs have a very, very, very slim chance to repeat as champions. And anything that could affect it negatively is too much. Tristan Thompson, he might want to try to score 12 points a game. And you know that's going to take about 24 shots for it to happen. It's a bad idea. I hope it's not true. That's all I have to say about that. Other than that, I don't care about NBA players' personal lives. One last thing I want to talk about before I go for at least a week, maybe more, is if you follow me on Facebook or Twitter, you would know that Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is now officially a part of the Lousy Weather Media Podcast Network, which means really absolutely nothing because it's still available at the old website, the same RSS feed, the same iTunes channel, every single way you could Stitcher that you could access the show before, you can access the show now. It's just also available now at lousyweathermedia.com and on Audioboom. And shortly thereafter, it's going to be on a few more platforms. And honestly, so far it's been great. Last week we had almost 3,000 downloads of just these old episodes because there has been nothing new since July. So things are going great on that end. And it's going to allow me to do some more extra stuff coming up, which I'll talk about when the time is right. But for now, it's exciting. They have their own shows you can check out at lousyweathermedia.com. They have a main show. It's just these guys from Akron. They do a great podcast interview, musicians and comedians, and it's some good stuff. They have another one about movies and another one that's about wrestling. So this podcast isn't really anything like those other ones, but I enjoy them. And if you want to check them out, I think you'll enjoy them too. But besides that, I'm a part of the Lousy Weather Media Podcast Network and nothing else is changing. I'll be back once the season starts. Mondays and Thursdays is the set schedule going forward. And since training camp doesn't start until the end of the month, I probably will only have one episode a week until the season actually starts, but I will be trying to get some stuff out, finally get out that All-Star preview episode that I never got out in February from 2002, and maybe something previewing the Browns, depending on who I can get to come on, and the Indians for their playoff run. Fingers crossed. That's it for now. If you haven't heard the show before, you can find me at Chris_Clem. That's CHRIS_CLEM. You can check out my website at chrisclem.net. The direct link for this podcast is chrisclem.net/podcast. Check out lousyweathermedia.com. And until then, I'll be back soon. Thank you for listening. It's still pretty sweet to have the Cavs as the NBA champions, right? I'm enjoying it 3 months later. Go Cavs, can't wait for this season. And until then, have a good night, everybody. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
Recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Aussie Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavscast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavscast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavscast, it's fantastic.